Sri Lanka is in the grip of a constitutional crisis, finding itself with two claimants to the prime ministership in a battle that has geopolitical implications. We'll explore some of that in a moment. But what happened is the country's president, Maithripala Sirisena, moved to sack the prime minister and the entire cabinet last week, claiming there was a conspiracy to assassinate him. But the besieged elected Prime Minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, has called his sacking unconstitutional and is refusing to stand down. He says he has majority parliamentary support. It's precarious, tensions are rising, there's already been one death, and there are fears there may be more violence. Flint Duxfield has this report.
For the past few days, Sri Lankans have taken to the streets as their country descended into political crisis. Sri Lanka's dysfunctional coalition splintered completely on Friday, with President Maithripala Sirisena announcing he was firing the Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe and installing a new Prime Minister and Cabinet. President Sirisena says he's been forced to do so because an unnamed Cabinet member was planning to assassinate him. But it's a justification that doesn't ring true for Associate Professor of Anthropology at Deakin University, Rowan Baston.
I doubt very much that there was any such thing.
So you think this is more of an excuse to remove the Prime Minister from office?
It is. And I also think it's important that it was not just, there's rumours of an assassination, I better get rid of the guy. There was also a growing discontent between the President and the then Prime Minister Wickremesinghe.
Despite his firing, Prime Minister Wickremesinghe has strong support amongst parliamentarians, and on Friday he called for an emergency vote to prove he still has the confidence of the parliament. But it was prevented from going ahead after President Sirisena suddenly suspended parliament for 2 weeks. That's given Ranil Wickremesinghe the justification he needs to stay on as Prime Minister.
There was a motion of no confidence against me in parliament. It was defeated. A majority voted against it, showing that they had confidence in me. That situation has not changed. Since I have a majority, I remain as the Prime Minister and I will function as the Prime Minister.
The ousted Prime Minister claims his firing is unconstitutional, but so far President Sirisena isn't budging.
I categorically state that the appointments were made totally in accordance with the Constitution and on the advice of legal experts. No constitutional violation was done when appointments were made and removal was enacted. With all respect, I completely reject the charge that what was done was a violation of the Constitution.
Despite the Prime Minister's refusal to stand down, President Sirisena has already sworn in a new cabinet led by former President and strongman Mahinda Rajapaksa, a popular but controversial leader who oversaw the end of Sri Lanka's decades-long civil war, but was criticised for his brutal tactics, which the UN estimates led to the deaths of up to 40,000 Tamil civilians. Deakin University's Rowan Baston says the return of Rajapaksa as Prime Minister puts the country in a precarious position.
We've got a funny situation at the moment where not only have we got two Prime Ministers, well, at least two people claiming to be Prime Minister, we've also got two cabinets. Because on Monday night, the president swore in several new cabinet ministers. And so we've got two cabinets and two prime ministers and a parliament that hasn't met because it's been prorogued. There seems to be some pressure on the speaker to call the parliament to meet. And I can only imagine that there's a great deal of backroom dealing going on at the moment as people are trying to get the numbers in the event of the parliament reconvening.
In the meanwhile, the Speaker of the House, Karu Jayasuriya, is urging the president to reconsider his decision to suspend parliament, saying if it continues, the tensions could result in a bloodbath. One person has already been killed and another two wounded after bodyguards of a minister opened fire on a crowd. And Associate Professor Rowan Baston warns more violence could come.
Look, I think that there is a chance of violence between the supporter groups, and I think that there's then also a good chance of violence in the efforts to suppress those groups coming together. I think it is a very tense situation, and I think what the Speaker is suggesting is probably very wise.
Anthropologist Rowan Baston from Deakin University, Flint Duxfield, with that report.